MCU Directs Drive 19 in Las Vegas, Nevada, and with me is Faye Woodhead, who has a very peculiar spelling for Faye. Normally, you would think it would be F-A-Y-E or F-A-Y, but yours is P-H-A-I. Yeah. Interesting spelling.
My dad's a very unique person, so he, you know, he wanted to change things up a little.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. All right. Well, we digress on naming, but but we're having fun here at CU Direct, and you are with CU Advantage, which is kind of part of Mountain West Credit Union Association, right? Can you, give me the correlation or the connection.
Well, Mountain West Credit Union Association is who Credit Union Advantage operates under. So I'm part of what we would call the league, and I represent our Arizona credit unions through their indirect lending program.
Yeah. Clears it up. Clear it up. All right. Well, my first question to you, Faye, is how's the conference going for you? Or, well, I think we're nearing the end of it now.
Yeah. No, it's been great. I've learned a lot. I'm overwhelmed with information. And I think that it's definitely exceeded my expectations.
Yeah. How so? How did it exceed your expectations?
Well, everybody told me Cuddle Conference is great, but then they said Cuddle Conference is in Las Vegas. And so I'm thinking like, okay, it's going to be good. Yeah, but I mean, from our opening keynote to the closing keynote, I think everything was just put together very well.
Right on. Right on. Any highlights for you that kind of stood out for you this time around?
The snacks.
Snacks are good. Snacks are good. I'm thinking content.
Okay, no, I'm kidding. No, actually, Dan Thurman, our opening keynote, I think he really stood out for me. He did a demo of juggling and how you have to live your life off balance, really, and you've got to keep adjusting yourself. Yeah. And I think that speaks to every institution and everything in life, really.
I agree.
Home and work.
Metaphor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. And he put an example to it. And not only that, but he's doing cartwheels and roundoffs and handstands, and he really brought you your energy up.
I bet.
And kept you on your toes, I assume, as well. Pardon the pun.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, what kind of takeaways are you going to take back to CU Advantage and the association, Mountain West?
Well, I think this is really great because I get to, from our last keynote speaker, I get to provide a service to my credit unions and bring value to them. So the credit unions that couldn't make it here, I have information that I can come back and I can share. So we had our dealer panel, the evolution of credit scores and how everybody has really worked on it within the last few years, and especially millennials. And who knew millennials cared about their credit so much? But you learn so much, especially with the economics.
Well, when you want to buy a car and a house, it starts to matter.
Right. It really does. I think that I learned a lot about some of the dealer services that are offered out there, like Roadster and the Fair.
Yeah, I found out about those today as well.
I had no idea that existed.
Not at all.
Yeah. In a way, it's going to hurt the credit unions, though, because nobody's going to go out and get loans anymore. They're just going to go through Fair and make payments. So now we have to try and find ways to keep up with that.
Yeah, you got to evolve along with that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
All right, I'm assuming, and this is an assumption, that you're a millennial.
I am.
Just assuming.
I am.
Okay, good.
I'm a matured millennial.
All right. Good. So what is your take on credit unions' message to this demographic? I mean, it's a really wide demographic, actually, because the younger millennials are, what, just getting out of college or still in college? And the ones on the upper end are, like, in their early 30s, I'm thinking? Or
What is your take on that whole thing?
Well, I mean, being a millennial, I think that we have a really bad reputation sometimes because everybody thinks they need to work on us. Yeah. And it's like, you know, we just like to go through life and learn our lessons and carry that forward.
Like anybody else.
Yeah. Just like anybody else. Right. The only difference is now we have technology to make life a little bit easier.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So, I mean, I think we have a really great generation. I think that we are really moving forward with this generation, and a lot of us are really striving to meet those goals and have those priorities. So I'm hoping that with all of the millennial talks, it'll kind of open up other generations into looking at us.
So how can credit unions be attractive to this group? What's the proper message to get their attention?
You know,
I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot a little bit, but
I wasn't prepared for that question. I don't know.
I think you can do it.
Lots of glitter.
Okay. Credit unions, the key is glitter.
I can't answer that. Honestly.
All right. Oh, that's all right. That's all right.
Yeah. No, I think just being up to date with all the technologies and really having being flashy. I mean, you have to stand out from everybody else. And if you're not standing out, you just fall back into the crowd. Right. And I think that's kind of what we look for, is the next best thing, mm-hmm. the next biggest thing. Like, what can we do that's going to be better than the last?
Right. Hence the glitter.
Hence the glitter.
It's a great analogy for what you just talked about. Yeah. I think it's appropriate.
Well, thank you.
All right. Faye, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.